Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from TO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 27th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. With me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, yesterday I woke up and I thought genuinely that there may not be any feeds to talk about today. So you know what? At least we got some. So, no.
Here you go. Yes, the feeds were down for the majority of the day yet again, but they did show up a little bit, at least.
With a great tweet of like, oh, hey, by the way, they are down. Like, we know they've been down.
Yes. So we got a preview. It was day 28 in the house, and we will talk about what we did see. I was kind of excited for some detective work. It became pretty clear pretty quickly, what was going down here on the feeds.
Yeah. Some people in the house might still not, feel too confident about what's going on, but obvious to us watching.
Most of them have got it down at this point, actually.
Yeah, most of them. But I saw some conversations not too long ago this morning that were a little disappointing, to say the least.
All right. Well, by the time the feeds came back up here, we got a tweet from the official Twitter or whatever, that was like, we're going to have a little sneak preview of the feeds, and then they'll be back up later tonight. It's like, what do you mean a sneak? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like a sneak preview is, you know, in the first week when there's no feeds, or like before the season starts and we get like a little bit. When we're on day 28, not a sneak preview. That's just what we expect. We expect to see the feeds, especially if you don't tell us in advance that they're going to be down for a significant amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little annoying, but okay. So the feeds come up for the first time since like early Thursday. And we learn a couple of things. So apparently how this secret invisible HOH works,
yes,
is that somebody got a letter from home. Tina received a letter from home. I believe Tina was chosen by the HOH, or she won it in the competition.
Yeah. So the impression that I'm under is that whoever the invisible HOH is, when they won, they got to decide like a couple of different rewards and punishments for people secretly in the diary room, and they chose to give Tina her letter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so because of that, Tina is one of the people that everyone kind of feels like for sure she is not the secret HOH, because who in their right mind would give themselves the letter when they were the HOH? That's surely she is not that gutsy.
I mean, but you know what? I feel like that would be a fun, that'd be the fun move to be like, listen, I'll just give myself the letter and then people will really won't think I have it.
It could be a move. It could be a move.
I mean, you know what? It wouldn't be the worst thing for the invisible HOH to do.
No, you know what? There are worse things that they can do to try to throw suspicion. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So the feeds come back and we see that Ro is talking to Jed. They're kind of like trying to make some deals, kind of being like, hey, if it's you, don't do me. If it's me, I won't do you. And it seems like they've been talking and they will continue talking. Ro without Kyle is finding new people to socialize, and the new people he wants to socialize with are the Triangle.
Yeah, you know, just make it a little square to hang out together. It's more symmetrical, I guess. I don't love to see it, but okay, Ro. Like, I just feel like going that way puts yourself just firmly on the bottom of more numbers. I don't know if it's better. I don't love it.
Mm. Well, Kiefer is talking to Vic about the fact that Ro has been talking with the guys a lot and it's making him uncomfortable. He thinks maybe they're going to be making some kind of deal. And we know how Kiefer feels about Ro, and we know how Kiefer feels about Jed and Ty. And this is like the person you have a crush on, crushing on your worst enemy.
Yeah, you know, that's a common problem that people have, where their crush is crushing on their worst enemy.
It's happening on The Circle.
If you think I have time to be watching The Circle right now, I'm waiting for it to be over and I'm binging it, okay? I don't have time. I have Temptation Island to watch. Come on.
It doesn't happen on Temptation Island.
Oh, Temptation Island, everyone is your worst enemy. Let me just tell you.
There we go. Kiefer's not really feeling it. So he tells Vic that he's worried that they might be making some kind of deal. We also see Vic talking to Tara. Tara's we're good, right? Like, if you're the HOH, we're good. Vic is like, of course, if I was the HOH, you would have nothing to worry about. If I was the HOH, it would be great. If I was the HOH, we would decide who goes home, the four of us, right? It would be great. Wouldn't it be awesome?
Yeah, it's like, oh, but definitely not what's happening. But it would be nice. It would be nice.
Mm. Then Ty comes over, and the camera has been following Vic.
Yeah.
For this entire time. Ty comes
over.
I
wonder why. It's so weird.
Ty comes over and she's like, hey, if I was the HOH, you'd be good. I'm completely loyal to you and Jed. You guys, I'm loyal to you guys. If I was the HOH, I'd put up Austin and Ro. But I think Ro might be the HOH, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, Ro is definitely acting how he would act if he was the HOH this week. Like, so, okay, do we think that the invisible HOH, they're not allowed to say that it's them officially? Is that the situation?
I have not gotten that vibe, no. I have gotten the vibe that they would be allowed to tell people, considering the next conversation where Vic basically tells someone. And also, they've all been talking about, like, well, if it was me, I would tell you, right? So obviously, if it is a rule that they're not allowed to tell people, it's not a public rule. But given Victoria's behavior, I don't think that it could be a rule that you're not allowed to tell anyone, because she is very loose with that rule, in a dangerous way, if it is a rule.
Yeah, in general, anytime there's like a rule on Big Brother Canada in particular, where it's like, you can't tell anyone or we're going to evict you, like, people can find a way around it. So it would be a pretty worthless rule, but I don't know. The acting going on yesterday was a lot.
Well, after Ty leaves, she goes, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah. What do I do?
And some people took this to mean that they thought perhaps she was considering nominating Ty and Jed. which is, I guess, still theoretically a possibility. That is not how I took it to mean, though. I still felt like what she said about Austin and Roe, I think that perhaps what she was trying to do there is that she's trying to throw people off by saying, well, I would put up Austin and Roe. And so when Austin and Braden go on the block, I would have done Roe. It must have been Roe as the HOH. But then later in the day, we'll talk about it. But it becomes clear that that is a terrible frame job. Roe would never do that. And so she kind of tries to flip over to Beth. Either way, none of this is really going to work.
Yeah. The one thing, though, and the one like saving grace is we have seen Vic as the HOH, and we have seen that she is chaotic, to say the least. I don't really feel 100% confident saying exactly what Victoria would do until it is done, because it could change on a dime. Like, she's very difficult to predict, for me at least.
Yeah, I mean, that my theory there was still, I guess, overestimating the planning stages for Vic's HOH, because we'll get somewhere else. If you haven't gotten it yet, Vic is the secret HOH. She talks to Kiefer. And this is like a, I don't know, 10, 15 minute little preview. And in those 15 minutes, it becomes abundantly clear that Vic is the HOH. She talks to Kiefer, again, and, they talk about like, who might have it. She's like, I have a pretty good idea who has it.
My favorite thing, though, is when she's like, well, if I had it, I wouldn't tell anyone. Maybe I'd tell you. Like, the acting is so bad.
And he's like, well, but what if Austin or Braden have it? And she's like, they don't have it. He's like, what do you mean you don't think they have it? She goes, no, I know they don't have it. And then they go, and then they just start laughing. And so, like, she basically has told Kiefer that she is the secret, invisible HOH. There it is.
Yeah, which, I mean, Vic, the comp beast of the season thus far. She's only one HOH she was able to participate in that she didn't win.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
yeah, because
the archery one.
Yeah, she was last in
that one too.
She made it pretty far, I think.
She was like top three or four.
No, because top three was Bray, Latoya, and Austin. But I think she made it pretty far in that one too. But yeah, she won that first team's comp. She won her HOH, and then this one. So no slouch in these HOHs.
Mm. All right. So then the feeds go down again for a while.
A long while.
Yeah. And then when they come back, we have learned that Austin, Braden, Victoria, and Kiefer were chosen by the HOH to be have-nots. So she chose herself to be a have-not alongside basically her two nominees and her closest ally. So we might think. Like right away for me, like I would be looking straight at the have-nots. I'd be looking at, okay, if I had no other suspicions, I would say, okay, one of the four have-nots is like 80% chance of being an HOH, because that is like one of the few things that you can do to hide the fact that you're HOH apart from nominating yourself, which obviously nobody would ever do. Yeah,
nobody would ever even contemplate that. That would be just silly. It would be silly.
So anybody who has nervous tendencies might think, oh, I need to hide the fact that I'm HOH. Surely nobody would put themselves on slop, and thus I would think the HOH is on slop.
Well, and it's, to me, this is what's really funny, because I think that, like, overall, this house, I think, is really fun, because, again, the level of gameplay is not, like, so high. And there's also not just like one person who strategically can dominate everybody else. And so I feel like in this particular strategy level of house, you definitely are going to see this invisible HOH put themselves on slot.
Yes.
And then you can really tell how they react to it, that it's going to be them. Like I don't have faith in these house guests to act that well, which is fun, which is why it is fun.
Yes. And Ro basically says to Ty and Jed later, he's like, if I was the secret HOH, I would have put myself on slop. So you actually know it's not me because I'm not on slop.
Oh, poor Ro. If Ro had been a have not again, that would have been so sad.
Right. And that's why that's the argument. Like, if it was him, he would have done that. And then nobody would have thought that he'd do that for the third week in a row when he struggled so much.
My favorite part of this is that, you know, you see Vic and she's like, if I would have known, I would have had that pizza lunch. I would have had that pizza for lunch if I'd only known I was going to be on slop. How dare somebody put me on slop?
Yeah.
And the thing, too, is it's like, I feel like you can't get that mad about being put on slop unless you are exactly the HOH, because otherwise you're just causing more problems for yourself. Maybe you're making yourself look bad to the actual HOH or to other people. Like, it reflects really poorly on you. Like, who dare put me on slop? Like, it has to be exactly the HOH who reacts that way. Well,
so of course Austin is going to be super pissed about it to Vic's face multiple times.
Vic, yeah, but let Austin live, okay? It's different.
Okay. Austin, Braden, and Vic do talk for a bit. Vic tells them she thinks Ro might be the HOH. Austin says, nah, if it's Ro, it'll then obviously Ty and Jed will go up. If Ty and Jed don't go up, it's definitely not Ro. And Vic's like, damn it.
I hadn't considered that.
Well, weird. I mean, Kiefer has been paranoid lately that Ro is making a deal with the guys. So, and they're just like, nah, he's putting up time, Jed. She's like, they're like, you would tell us if you were the HOH, right? It's like, well, of course I would tell you, but I'm not the HOH. So what if do you think Beth might put you up? Do you think Beth might do that? Like, no, why would she do that? It's not the right time to take a shot at us. And I think she knows that. And Vic's like, I don't know. Maybe it's the perfect time for her to take a shot at you.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if Beth were HOH, I feel like that would be the easiest move for her and would actually make a lot of sense. So
Beth would absolutely put Austin and Braden up.
It is very funny that like, oh no, it's not the time to take a shot at us. We just don't have the numbers and have won less competitions than your side.
Yeah, it's just when Vic is so very clearly trying to pin the fact that Austin and Braden will be going up on somebody and name drops Ro and Beth in the same breath as like possible people that could put Austin and Braden up. That's a little bit of a different story.
Well, and this is what Vic does, is she really talks in circles and kind of gets to her destination on the scenic route, you know? And so the minute there's like some sort of roadblock to what she's saying, she's like, okay, well, I'll just say something else and we'll see if that sticks. And if that doesn't, then we'll try something else. Like, it's very, very reactionary at times.
Yeah. So after Austin and Braden leave, she's just like, I don't want to talk to you, Austin. I don't like you. To the camera. She just doesn't even want to talk to Austin. She doesn't even want to deal with her.
Well, yeah, because, you know, Austin is someone who's just really hard to talk to and people don't like her. Like, Vic, like, stop it. Just stop it. Just talk to people. You're in Big Brother. You have to talk to people.
She really hated Toya And we were like, is that because Toya took out Julie? Is it because Toya's with the guys? And now she just like really hates Austin. And it's like, is that because, I don't know, Austin said her name, I guess, but so did all of the other people in the Alliance.
So my kind of suspicion about Vic is that she kind of decides who she wants to go home. And then from there, she's like, okay, but it's really hard to send people home. But you know what's easy? To send them home if I hate them. So she just kind of forces herself to hate whoever she's trying to get rid of, because that gives her like the internal fire to really get the job done. I feel like she would have a really hard time if she was like, oh yeah, I love you both and I just like don't really know. But now she's like, no, but I hate Austin, so Austin has to go. And it doesn't even need to be grounded in anything. I think it's like a coping mechanism to help vote people out or get people out.
Yeah, because she also hated Beth and still kind of does, but she put that Beth hatred aside to focus on Austin for now.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't hate if she brought that Beth hatred back to the forefront.
I mean, that would be a much better move, I think. But
yeah.
So in the meantime, Ro is talking with Beth, Jed and Ty. You know, again, Ro is spending all of his time, his new time with Beth, Jed and Ty. He's making bonds with them. And it's really making Kiefer jealous. All last week when Kiefer was HOH, I talked about how I felt like Ty, Jed, and Beth did not respect Kiefer in the game, did not respect his wishes as much. And I got a little pushback from that. People disagreed. And yet we are one day out of Kiefer not being HOH, and they are already kind of not hanging out with him as much. They're hanging out with Ro instead. Ro is a little closer to their age. I feel like they relate to Ro a little more. They enjoy hanging out with him. They kind of respect him in the game a little more. And they're already talking about, and Ro himself is like, hey, I'd make a better fourth than Keith. Bring me in. And they're kind of like, maybe.
Yeah, and it's I feel bad a little bit for Keith, because like he was in a pretty good spot before, where within like the Sunsetters he had Tina, and so he kind of had like the older contingent that he could, you know, connect with a little bit more. And then that's kind of fallen to the wayside because of the TNT of it all. And now he's like losing yet again. And I just don't think he knows, like he knows what he needs to do and he knows who he needs to work with, but he doesn't know how to make the social inroads with people who are just not vibing as much with him.
Yeah, I feel like, I talked about this last week. Kiefer has just been too loyal to the triangle. And I feel like that is a comment, like both him and Vic are too loyal to these, the throuple here. They have inspired enough, and that, this is to their credit. Their social game has always been great. Strategically, not so much. Social game, though, has been great, and luckily they have managed to attract two of the biggest comp beasts in the house, Kiefer and Victoria, to be to kind of do their work for them, and they get to sit back and be social and make all kinds of strategic mistakes that don't end up mattering because they've got people doing work for them. So Kiefer's in a spot where he needs Tina and Tara, but he's not working on them enough, and he kind of like, they were, had a little bit of tension last week because he was doing something that they did not want to do, because he was doing that for the guys. And then his only other option is Vic. And it's like, oh, if your only option is Vic, you're in a lot of trouble, because that's not a great place to be.
See, I really would have liked to have seen Kiefer try to build something new last week, just because like he has the proof right there. He was on the block with another person in the Alliance and the Alliance wanted to get rid of him. He knows that he is the bottom there, even though he's the one winning competitions and doing work for them. So to me, I feel like it just would have made a little bit more sense for him to try and kind of create some sort of new conglomeration of people. I don't know, like a new voting block at least, rather than just being blindly loyal to the people who already have chosen not you when they had that option.
It's like he's a familiar in What We Do in the Shadows, and he really wants to be made into a vampire. And the vampires are like, oh, yeah, for sure. We'll make you into a vampire. Just you have to keep being a familiar for now, which is going to make sense to those that watch that show and probably not to anybody else. But still, it's great. It's a great show.
I'm sitting here. Is it a show? Is it a video game? What is happening? But
well,
okay.
I mean, it's really about vampires. Your loss. So,
I mean, I've now learned there's vampire content I haven't consumed, so I might have to. Might have to give it a look-see.
Yes, he is Guillermo, exactly. I think you would like the concept of an energy vampire, Kirsten. I think you would like that.
I feel like that's an insult, and I just don't know it yet.
No. I feel like you would relate to being a victim of energy vampires.
I don't know how I feel about this.
All right. Well, it's not an insult.
I'm scared.
So anyway, Vic is going to talk with Tara and Tina, and she also tells them that Kiefer is worried about this whole Ro thing. But when Ro is talking to Beth, Ty, and Jed, they all kind of agree that the noms are probably going to be either Ty and Jed or Austin and Brayden. They think that Austin will, or that Vic will be putting up Austin and Brayden if she is in fact the HOH.
Well, yeah, and she's done no work to actually hide it. She's just blindly chosen other people to blame it on.
Mm-hmm. So then we get Beth, Ty, Jed, and Austin and Brayden in the ball pit, and they start talking about like who would have put these four people as have-nots. That it's got to be Victoria. She's been acting so strange, but would she really put herself on slop? But what if she has the slop pass? Okay, so the slop pass is another thing that happened. I'm not sure if it's something that was granted by the HOH or if it's something that was won in the competition.
Well, yeah, and it's really frustrating that this is something that we're not going to know until Monday's show, because they were just like, you know what, let's not give all the information to the live feeders. But yeah, so some kind of slot pass for the week, either one or the HOH got to decide how to allocate it.
Well, it's because they mentioned something about like, oh, well, like, so, were you turned around as though like a challenge in the challenge was if you turn around, you can maybe get a slot pass, but you might miss some rocks. I don't know. These are the things that I just don't care enough to like really try to detective out, because we're just going to see it on the show.
Yeah. It's people are thinking that, could be Vic, which I think that's so funny to be like, okay, so I'm the HOH. I'm going to put myself on slop so I can hide it, but I'm going to just use my slop pass and then all good. No one could ever think I am the HOH. It's totally hidden.
Yes. So if she does use the slop pass, it's 100% her. But either way, they're like, it's got to be her. It's got to be her. What a liar. What an actress. She's like been running around like, oh, I'm on slop. How could somebody do this to me? Then Victoria comes into the ball pit, and Austin and Brayden just go off about how cruel it is, how devastatingly cruel it is for somebody to put them on slop again this week. And so surely this monster of a human being would never also nominate them after putting them on slop for the second week in a row. That would never happen. And Vic is just like, Yeah.
I mean, I'll admit, I don't hate the guilting. I don't hate the guilting here. It's not going to accomplish anything, but I don't hate it. They're literally in a nightmare, okay? Literally a nightmare.
Literally.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. we'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So Ty, Jed, and Beth are going to talk a little bit later, and they agree it is 100% Victoria that is the HOH, which is actually great for them because, like, obviously, based on the conversations that they're having with people, they have determined that she's trying to frame Beth, but who cares? Like, they're like, okay, well, obviously she wants Beth gone. But that's like, just like she wanted Toya gone. She just wants everyone around us to be gone, so she has all to herself. But that's fine, because Beth's not going anywhere right now. If she's going to nominate Austin for us and do our dirty work, this is amazing. We're literally just sitting here not winning a thing, and people are just doing things for us, and we're just like, okay.
And, you know, they're not wrong. Nice to not have to do the work.
Yeah. So the game plan is continue to pretend they don't know that Vic is the HOH. Let her continue to lie to them, and then try to subtly manipulate her by saying things like, oh, if it's Austin and Braden on the block, we're going to have no idea who was the HOH. We'll never know. It could have been anyone.
Everyone was going to put them up. So
that'll just be such a smart move by the HOH, because then we'll never figure out who they are.
You'd honestly have to be the world's greatest detective to figure that one out. Like, whew.
So that's the game plan there from them. But Vic has other plans. She talks to them, and again, after she talks to Ty and Jed about like how it's definitely not her, and then immediately after they're like, it's definitely her, she goes off and she's like, what am I gonna do, and people are like, oh, she's gonna nominate them, and instead she says, should I just nominate myself next to Austin?
Are you sure?
I just feel like I've got a lot of integrity in this game, unlike some people, and I would like to nominate myself, Arissa.
Are you sure? Okay, so I think that this has brought up for a lot of the Big Brother Canada fandom that we have not recovered from BB Can 4. We are not okay. We thought that we had unpacked that trauma, but we have not. So I guess the first question is, do we think she would even be allowed to do so? Because in season four, Tim mentioned nominating himself, but ultimately did not do so. Was he not allowed? And then during the double eviction, the Pax Bros tried to nominate themselves, and Arissa said, are you sure? And then they didn't. Now, were they asked, like, are you sure? And but then, like, over the loudspeaker, it's like, you can't do that. Or like, ugh.
Well, so, I mean, I think that in that situation, I think that the situations are actually probably pretty similar in that they never anticipated that somebody would do that. And so when the Pax Bros tried to nominate themselves, Arissa was like, are you sure? And probably had no idea whether or not they were actually allowed to do it. And probably didn't know whether or not they'd be, if they had said, yes, we're sure, we're going up. She probably would have been like, okay, well, let's cut to commercial. Okay, are they allowed to do this? Because what are we doing here? And then when they came back from commercial, they would have been like, so either the Pax Bros have nominated themselves, or unfortunately, it is against the rules for the Pax Bros to nominate themselves, and therefore they are not nominated.
And the thing is what's really great is today you're here on the update with someone who has read the full Big Brother Canada rule book, because it is provided to you in Sequester. I don't recall seeing anything about not being allowed to nominate yourself.
It'd be a pretty silly rule. Because this is like the best possible television.
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's one of those like unwritten social rules of like you shouldn't do that. Why would you put yourself at risk? But I don't think there's an actual rule against it.
I don't think there should be. However, similar to that situation in season four, I have to imagine that the producers probably did not think this through, because basically what will happen, they made this invisible HOH on a week where there's no possibility for a tie, that there's an uneven amount of votes. However, if Victoria nominates herself next to Austin, then there will be an even number of votes because Vic already was not voting, now is still not voting as a nominee, which means there will be 8 votes. And then if there is a 4-4 tie, what would happen? Would Victoria, sitting on the block, stand up and say, okay, I'm breaking the tie in favor of me. I will be staying because of my own tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I think that's what they have to do, but I have to imagine that they did not anticipate that this would even be a possibility, and thus are currently discussing whether or not they should allow it if it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's, oh, if it's a tie, that's so messy. Oh, okay, but here's the thing is I would like to see it.
Yes, me too.
I hadn't even contemplated the tiebreaker of it all. That makes it so much better.
I think they would be out of their minds to say this is against the rules.
And the other thing too is like there's no specific rule about like this is how you operate in a twist, this is how twists work. It's just literally like there are twists in the game and they could negatively impact your game and yourself. So technically.
So presumably the idea behind nominating yourself is that it would help hide the fact that she's the HOH. But why? Like, what is the point? I cannot take credit for this. I saw somebody comment this on Reddit. They said, I can't believe that Victoria winning the HOH has put her in more danger of touching the block than she would have otherwise.
Like, Victoria putting herself on the block is both stupid and dumb. Like, you should never. Like, there's no upside to this. Like, what does she gain by going on the block and staying this week? Like, there's no real gain. There's a lot to lose.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, let's say. Everything, let's say that it works. Let's say that she puts herself on the block and they go, wow, I guess we were wrong. I guess it's not Victoria. And let's pretend like she won't have blown it anyway, some other way, right?
Well, because the thing too is it's not like she's gonna act normal if exactly. This happens. She's like, how dare somebody put me on the block? Oh my God, I would have never thought this could happen. written. And it's like, oh, yes, that's how normal people talk. Yeah, of course.
Let's pretend they don't see right through it like they probably would. Even in that circumstance, what does this really do for her? Other than like, okay, well, I guess Ty or Jed or Beth must have done this because I'm on the block and so is Austin. And obviously Ro isn't doing this. Obviously Tina and Tara aren't doing this. She has no interest in framing them. So the only possible frame job is Ty, Jed, or Beth. Like, oh boy, it's them. It's like, okay, but if Austin leaves, if the plan goes through and Austin leaves sitting next to you, then Austin's gone. Not being pissed at Ty, Jed, and Beth. Leaving Brayden. Brayden doesn't care who took a shot at Austin. Brayden's going to do whatever he can to survive at that point, which probably means, oh, go to the people in power, Ty, Jed, and Beth. Like, he's going to probably be making a deal with them if he thinks they're HOH. Please don't put me on the block as a replacement. And even if he did go after them, he was already going after them. So.
Well, and the thing too is this also opens up, you know, if you are like, okay, I'm going to target half of a pair, but I'm only putting one of the pair up. What if Brayden wins the veto? Then he's safe. Austin's safe. And what you going to do now, Victoria?
She tries to put up Ro, and the guys are like, I don't know, maybe we could just send Austin home. Like, we kind of like Ro, or sorry, Victoria home. Maybe we kind of like Ro. You know, like there's just that's case scenario.
Yeah, and like that's the situation where then, oh, you know what? Maybe the thruple's gonna remember how Victoria made them feel last time she was HOH, and how she spun them around in circles and told them it was all their fault and was so chaotic and messy. And then they're like, you know what? Actually, maybe her life would be easier without her, because we have seen that she will work on both sides and she is not loyal to the soil. So maybe it is better to just get Victoria out.
Yeah. Then I would say, like, worst case scenario is they see right through it. And she ends the week with like Ro and Tina and Tara and Brayden all pissed at her for trying to play them all for fools, trying to get her voted out over Austin. And now, you know, she only has Ty, Jed, and Beth as her allies, who they see her as disposable and doing their dirty work for her. I guess worst case scenario, she actually gets voted out this week, which is definitely a possibility if she's on
the TV. I'm sorry. That is so funny from a TV perspective. Like, and especially too, like, the only regret about this for me personally is that this is happening in a time of COVID, so Arissa can't hit her with her note cards and be like, what were you thinking?
Here's the thing. The tie thing is a very real possibility, because if it's Vic versus Austin on the block, Ty, Jed, Beth, and Kiefer will vote out Austin, but it's very possible that Ro, Brayden, Tina, and Tara would want to vote out Vic. So it really could be a 4-4 tie there. Like, it's very possible. It could be that close.
And if Victoria just pisses off one person from the other side, she's done.
Yeah.
And this house, I mean, LaToya might be gone, but this house likes to flip, okay?
They really do. They really
do. And it would be very funny if they flipped on Victoria after all her fear of flipping.
Victoria, from beyond. Yes, flipping the vote against Vic from the grave. I can't imagine she would actually. The thing that gets me is that she is very seriously considering this, considering the fact that throughout the entire day, she was like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And then the conclusion to the what do I do's was, what do I do? Should I put myself on the block? Like, she has been thinking about this all day long. So whether or not she does it, she was very seriously considering doing this, which is very strange to me. But it's possible she tries to. I can't imagine she would actually go through with it. But I, at the same time, I can't imagine most of the things Vic does.
It's Victoria. We can't imagine what she would or would not do. We've seen that. Like, Victoria is a true wild card, I would say. And you never know what the wild card's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Okay. I think best case scenario TV wise, she puts herself on the block. She gets voted out. That's amazing. But also, she puts herself on the block. It's a tie vote. She has to publicly expose the fact that she's HOH in order to save herself and thus negate the entire purpose of putting herself on the block. Would also be pretty funny.
It is hilarious. Everything about Victoria putting herself on the block is hilarious to me. Is it good strategy? No. Is it good TV and fun feeds, which is what I'm here for? Yes. Truly the right move for me would be put someone up from each side and make them go at each other, make Tina and Tara take a stand on which side they're actually with. That could create a lot more cracks for Victoria to kind of wiggle into and maybe move up the hierarchy in something new, rather than, okay, you know what? I'm just going to do what the side that, that I'm trying to work with is probably going to do. I'm going to try and hide it. I'm going to put myself like all of that is so unhinged. Like every single thing that came out of Victoria's mouth yesterday was unhinged.
Her entire game is motivated by avoiding blame for herself and trying to get in with Ty and Jed. Like,
yeah, like, and that's why I think that she kind of starts hating people that she wants out to make it easier to get rid of them. Because if you can like close yourself off to somebody, you can kind of make it easier. And if there's someone she hates for whatever reason, well, it's like, well, they did it to themselves. You know, they had to go. They did it to themselves. It's not my fault. They did this. I don't know. It kind of helps you sleep at night, I feel like.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's basically what we had for the day. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Kirsten?
I did see Brayden and Austin gossiping about Kiefer, which I thought was really funny. I guess Kiefer said that he's on vacation because he's away from his family. And Brayden said, oh, so if you went to jail, would that be a vacation? And Kiefer was like, no, because if I went to jail, people would hate me and nobody's going to hate me when I get home from this.
Mm. Well, yeah. might want to rethink that one.
Yeah.
I think more people, I think more people hate you from Big Brother than would hate you from going to jail, actually.
Well, because I feel like most people, like, what does Kiefer think he would be going to jail for that everyone would know? Because I feel like most people probably wouldn't even know he went to jail.
No.
Huh. Anyways, I just thought that it was like a funny moment of Bray and Austin kind of gossiping. And there's, you know, the chance we may not get too much more of that. And so I just want to talk about them being cute and iconic together.
Yes. And sorry to not mention, but nominations did not take place yesterday. Yeah. They were a day later, probably because of the twist and or maybe they just gave them the day off Thursday night. Well, like,
maybe. I think I can't remember who was saying this, but it was like they wanted to see a spiral. And I do think having a little bit more time before noms is pretty entertaining, especially considering how active this house has been post veto. Making things a little bit tighter might allow you to have more like spread the content a little bit more throughout the shows in the week. I don't know. I don't know how editing a TV show works. But so do you think they're going to do the veto like right after noms today? That's what people are theorizing, that maybe it'll be like, noms get exposed and then veto.
I think they should delay everything. So we might be getting noms right now. The feeds have been down for a little while, but it's impossible to know for sure. I think they should let the noms stand for a while so that there's plenty of time to speculate. If the noms happen and then the veto happens like immediately after, then there's not going to be too much like there's not going to be as much fallout from the noms because everyone's going to be focused on like, okay, I just need to win the veto.
And so that indicates to me that that's probably what they're going to do, right?
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. The noms might not even be happening right now, but yeah. They would have to do them. I mean, they would have to be done basically now. And then the veto draw would have to happen shortly after, unless they did the veto draw like right after the nominations, like they were ready to go.
Well, yeah. And I know that some people have been theorizing that that could be what happens. And I don't have a strong opinion, but I would actually like to see them do the veto at least tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That would be best, I think. Who knows what they got going on here. So but that's what we've got for you. It's just an HOH contemplating nominating themselves, and there's a chance that the feeds come back up in at any point now to Victoria being like, I can't believe I got put up on the ball.
I would like you to take something back right now, Taryn, because you said we just got the HOH contemplating nominating themselves. This is a gift. This is a beautiful moment for us as feed watchers, that we truly deserve more of. Okay. This could be one of those iconic like weeks of BB Can.
I'm ready.
Some things become iconic later, but this could be iconic in the moment.
We can only hope. Everyone keep your fingers crossed that Vic puts herself on the wall.
I know a lot of people really like Vic. I personally am more neutral on her, to be honest. I like the chaos, but whatever, take it or leave it. But I need this more than I need to breathe, I think. This is not a want.
The reason I like Vic is because she might do things like put herself on the block. So why would I not want her to put herself on the block? Then she's not being Vic.
And you know what? We need her to be true to herself. So exactly. She just has to do it. It's her identity. Come on.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. Could be interesting, could be very fun, could also be a little bit less fun, but still pretty fun. So make sure you tune in tomorrow to find out. I'm also gonna be live in just a couple of hours, 2 p.m. Eastern, to talk about everything going on in the Circle UK. So make sure you check that out as well. You can also find me on Twitch. I'll be streaming tonight some Fall Guys with Kirsten.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Gonna do a Fall Guys stream tonight, about 8 p.m. Eastern. And my stream, we're actually raising money for the Canadian Cancer Society. So if people want to come make a little donation, every dollar counts. It's all going to go to the Canadian Cancer Society.
There you go. So check all that out. Anything else? Any other places people should find you?
Oh, they can find me all over the place. So I'm on all social media at Kirsten Said What, which including the aforementioned twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I am the co-host of the Temptation Island Wrap Up podcast, which is right here on the reality TV Wrap Ups feed, as well as talking Riverdale each week with Frail Mary over on Kowski Cast. That is Cow with a K. And doing the weekly BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast over on BoJack Horsepod. So I'm all over the place.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys again for joining us, and see you next time.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.